Welcome to Get a Life, Balanced, where we share real tips about how to make, not find, time for those you love and those you don't. Oh, and yourself. So let's welcome your host, author and speaker, Cheryl Nicholson.
Hi, this is Cheryl Nicholson, and I am so excited to talk to you today about how to put friends back into your life. Remember when you had friends? Okay, here's what I want you to do. Get a piece of paper, or in your mind, I want you to think of three friends. Write down three friends on a piece of paper. Oh, wait, did I mention they can't be people you work with? Wow, why not? Well, it's okay to enjoy their company, but we need to get a life balanced outside of work. And when was the last time you spent time with any of your friends? When I did this exercise, I realized, wow, how isolated I had become with travel and work and school and sporting events and church. One day led to another. I had talked with, but I hadn't really seen some of my dearest friends in over a year. Now, why don't we spend more time with friends? It's a lot of work. Sure, if I invite people to my house, oh my gosh, what's it mean? I gotta clean up before they get there. And oh, that carpet's dirty and I'll need to have that shampooed first. Oh, the wallpaper in the corner is peeling. Oh, and the walls need paint. 1 week delay turns into 1 month, and before we know it, it's been a year since we've spent any time with the people that we really enjoy. And then, of course, there's always the money issue, too. I mean, it's expensive inviting people over, even if the house is ready for company. You've got to buy food and drinks, and even something as simple as a picnic of hot dogs and baked beans can cost quite a bit of money when you add all the paper goods. Then we're right back to that work issue again, because we've got to clean up the mess before and after they leave. And you know what I found was also interesting? Isn't it funny how we divide our friends? We have church friends that can't possibly relate to our football fan friends, who wouldn't get along with our business friends, and so on and so on. Isn't that crazy? I have found people are people, and everyone realizes that we all have a need to get a grip with each other and reconnect. So today you're going to hear some great real life solutions to include friends back into our lives. Now you'll probably want to take some pictures of your events to validate that they really did happen when you find yourself back into that isolated rut again. I remember going through a photo album with the kids and going, we went camping and we took friends with us? If I hadn't had those photos in that photo album, I don't think I would have remembered that I actually had even done that. And I certainly wouldn't have remembered who I did that with. So you're going to get three tips just right off the bat on what you can do to put friends back into your life that's affordable and fun. But before we do that, let's hear from our sponsor.
Hi, this is Jody, the relationship stylist. Cheryl was just talking about putting friends back into your life. Friends are great, but as a relationship coach, I know before putting friends back into your life, all relationships have to start with you. People are attracted to positive and happy moods. If you struggle with that, I have a great resource for you on 5 ways to improve and maintain your mood. You can do that by opting in and heading on over to the resource tab at www.jodyagard.com. That's www.jodyagard.com. Again, this is Jody. Now let's get back to that podcast.
Hey there, welcome back. Listen, I get great ideas from you all. So remember, you can go to our Facebook community, Facebook Get a Life Balanced. You can go to our LinkedIn, and you can also go to our website, Get a Life Balanced. That's past tense, balanced.com, and send me your suggestions on what you're doing to put friends back into your life. So this suggestion comes from my friend Diane, and it's called Progressive Dinners. Now, she's been a friend with 4 other couples for years, and what they do is once a month, each couple picks a part of the meal that they want to sponsor. They start at one home for appetizers, then they move to another's for the meal, and then a third for dessert and coffee. So one family is off scot-free. They don't have to cook at all. They're totally hosted for that month. Isn't that a great idea? And they rotate this opportunity, and it's been working well for years. She said if she didn't mark this down on her calendar, listen to that, if she didn't mark this down on her calendar, chances are that it would be months before they saw each other. Now, surprisingly, they must value their friendship a lot because they have rarely had to cancel or move the date in 4 years. Now, that's a commitment to a group of friends, wouldn't you say? I love this next one. This came from Carrie, and she calls it Bagel and Cartoon Saturdays. Carrie told me that she and her friends have small kids that love Saturday morning cartoons. And so while their husbands remain in the house, these women meet at a designated friend's home for bagels and coffee. And they'll sit out in the sun, in peace, and giggle like high schoolers. And she told me it's a real energy boost from time to time to let their hair down and get real. It only lasts for about 2 hours, and they're ready to reconnect with their wonderful husbands and children when they get home. Now, I thought that was a great idea. I have had several other people send me emails that they do something similar, but they do it on Sunday when the guys are watching football. So they'll leave the kids with the guys watching football. The kids are playing games in the backyard or board games at the kitchen table. Really? Board games? Yeah. Believe it or not, kids still enjoy doing board games. In fact, I think they think it's kind of like an antique. And it's different than all the technology games that they're playing. And then the women can get off, and instead of going to spend money shopping, they get actually time to sort of chit-chat, giggle, and be girls again. So I think that's a great alternative to Bagel and Cartoon Saturday. I mean, it can be a Sunday. It could be Football Sunday. Now, this one is my favorite. I have actually divided. I live in Tampa, and For a while I lived in Brandon, and it was really funny because some of my friends would say, Brandon, that's so long, because it's on opposite sides of the town, Tampa, St. Pete area, and we teased, do we really want to go over the bridge? I mean, it's not like we're going from Washington State to Oregon. We're just crossing a bridge. But some people just aren't comfortable with driving that far. So what I've done is I've divided our city into four quadrants: north, south, east, and west. And then I've also divided my calendar up into quadrants: January, April, July, and October. And then I combine these two rules. Here are the rules. Actually, there's more than two rules. Let me give you some rules. First, the first rule, you invite five couples, that's 10 people, from the north side of town. Why? Well, more than 10 and the restaurant will hate you and the mess you bring. Plus, at least two people are not going to show in your crowd. So if you invited fewer people, like just four or six, chances are you may end up with just you and another couple. So over all the years, five couples tends to be the magic number. Second, you have to do this on a weekday. Why? Because weekends should be spent with family. Weekends are sacred time for family. So do this on a weekday immediately after work. Number three, that's the trick there. Make sure you create this outing immediately after work. Why? Come on now, you know why. If someone goes home first, what do you think's going to happen? They're going to get the mail. The dog's going to go out. The kids need homework, bad news in the mailbox, something's going to happen. Or they may just be dog tired and say, listen, we're already home. I really don't feel like, you know, turning around and going back out. But if it's immediately after work, chances are most people have a backup system in place to get their kids picked up from daycare, take them home, and then feed them or provided for. So just have them come immediately after work. Fourth, find a restaurant with something attached, like a comedy club, a jazz club, or something else. Now, if it's not attached, here's what typically happens. Now, it can be walking distance, but here's why. What do you suppose happens with your caravan as each of us follows the other to the second location. Okay, the conversation could go like this. Gee, honey, I'm kind of tired. Let's go home. But with two places connected, those who want to go home will, and those who want to stay and party can. Now, if I invited you with a group of nine other people to a restaurant, would you think that I was picking up the tab? Of course not. So this is really cost effective because everyone gets to order whatever they want, drink how much they want or not drink, and it's all on separate checks. So this turns out to be the least expensive of all the choices, and it's actually even better than ordering beanie weenies at home. It's cheaper. And guess who cleans up the mess? The restaurant does. Just make sure you tip them well.